It's the Russ Farm Morning Show, 11 minutes before the hour. You guys are idiots. So listen, we want to know, is it okay to date somebody that a family member dated before? Is it ever okay? Is there a time limit, like say after 10 years? Or is there like, okay, well, did they get it on? Were they engaged?
Depends.
Were they seriously dating? What does the situation matter?
I want to know.
Or is it always unacceptable? I say it is always, first of all, I got three sisters.
That's unacceptable.
Never, ever in a million years, and also none of my friends. Doesn't happen.
Going with y'all. Let's
doesn't
go with
happen
the people.
Here. Okay.
The people
I know you don't want to go with me.
1-877 Pause Show. What do you think? Let us know.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Aisha. I don't think it's okay at all. Back in the day, the guy that I lost my virginity to, like 5 years later, we didn't know. My best friend, I call her my sister. And she was telling me about this guy she was having relations with. And then when we found out it was him, he was saying stuff like, oh, I hit you and your sister.
That's disgusting.
Oh, no.
He's a jerk. What a jerk. What a jerk.
I hope she got rid of him.
And you should have been like, yeah, and we both thought you were small.
Oh.
Russ Bar Morning Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think?
I think that is the most trifling thing ever. And under any circumstances, should you date anyone, your friend, your family member dated, I don't care if it's 20 years down the line,
agree.
There's too many men.
Hashtag
well,
agree.
Now, well, see, now, hold on. Now, this is my point right here.
What?
Let's say if you were 13 or something, that's not really dating anybody. Y'all just playing
that's
around.
Different.
You didn't pass the letter. You date me, yes or no, circle it.
But somebody
now,
will.
Hold
get
on, Albert.
Yeah.
Let me
no,
make
that's
my
the
point.
Exceptions
let me,
I'm
let me make
of.
My point.
Okay.
And then later down the road at 23, 24, 25, you know, your sister started dating this young man. Now, that's serious.
Soup.
What you had wasn't real.
At 13, obviously, we're not talking about
the chosen one, and she could be blocking her blessings right now.
That's an exception. Obviously, in the eighth grade, it doesn't count if you liked little Johnny.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Not trying to be rude, says that is funky. Too many people in this world for that. Just because you're attracted doesn't mean you should pursue. Agree. There's a million other people in the world. You got to date somebody I dated.
I'm
damn, get
saying,
your own man.
No one went after that person. It happened that way.
Let's see
way.
What you have to think. 877 Par Show. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. What do you think?
I think it is so unacceptable for a sister or a friend to date somebody I've dated. I mean, it's just whether you know it or not. It's just unacceptable. I can't say that breaks the sister-friend code, and that's something you just can't come back from.
Even if it's a decade in between. Even if it's a decade in between.
It still doesn't matter. If that's my sister, and I'll tell my sister everything. If she know I date this dude, then why would you even go there?
That is dirty. First off, it's dirty. Y'all basically kissing each other.
But you don't want him.
I mean, if they didn't take it to that level.
But if you don't want him, why are you blocking her happiness?
It's not about me. It doesn't matter. I've told you things about him. I told you about stuff we did in bed.
I want somebody to call.
You didn't get in bed with them.
Hey, hold up. And people get into their feelings because they will have the conversation. Be like, are you all right with it? And they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
it's fine. I don't like
them. But they're not really all right with it.
If you're in that situation, call us right now.
Russ Bar Morning Show. Hello. you just want to get in some dirt. Hello. 877 Par Show. Call us. Try another line, Albert. Russ Bar Morning Show. Hello.
Turn your radio.
Somebody's
down.
Out there in that situation.
Rockin'
right now.
Rob says if they didn't get in the skins, it's free game. Hashtag guy code. Is that guy code?
I wouldn't
guy
have spoken it like that, Rob, but I get what he's saying.
Oh, so if you just
if
went out with her.
If it didn't get to a certain level, then it could be an exception.
It was puppy love. It wasn't for real.
All right, let's see what you think. Russ Bar Morning Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes, this is Ashley from that town.
What
and
you think?
I think it's very unacceptable. I think it's trifling. I think that it's, even if it's 10 years down the line and you've had the friend for those whole 10 years and you had this boyfriend for that whole 10 years, and then later on down the line, she's with him. The whole time you were with this man, she was thinking about
you already
man.
Know. No, you no, already no. know. When you were like, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe
what we
did last night.
Speaking in terms of y'all breaking
she's
up.
She's thinking of him.
But that means then he didn't really know you that well not to know any of your friends.
She didn't say he didn't know him. She said.
No, I'm just saying in general. Because if you know somebody for 10 years, you don't know their siblings or any of their friends.
I'm just saying, it didn't work. Move
doesn't
on.
Matter.
If it didn't work,
well,
she may be my chosen one. Because it didn't work with you,
I'm not even
I got to block that blessing.
I'm not even going out with somebody you went out with once and didn't like.
Rest
of our morning show, hello. Hello. Turn your radio down. Oh, all right. Try another call. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Hi. I want to answer the question on the Rush Pro Show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they should date somebody that your sister dated because that's nasty or
thank
your
you.
Friend. Just don't know if they have AIDS or anything.
Huh? Wow. It's true. No, you know what? Yankatooth agrees with you. She writes, hashtag yuck. That's like indirect incest. Hashtag 360 degrees of separate. It is. It is. Superwoman 513 says, first off, everybody dated Kim K, so they shouldn't wait for the next generation to get legal.
You know what? You know what?
But what if you didn't know?
Fellas wouldn't look at it that way. Fellas,
I disagree.
Listen, I went out with her. It didn't work out.
Right, right.
I wish her the best, but I'm not getting ready to tell her who she can now date. If my man seems to be a perfect fit for her, listen, I wish y'all the best.
But if your homie smashed, would you still?
What if it was,
not if my homie
What if it was your baby
smashed.
Mama?
All right.
What if it was your baby mama? Listen, then you would feel
baby
different.
Baby mama is different.
Let's take another call. I want everybody happy.
Restaurant Morning Show, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My comment is, at the end of the day, it is not normal for you to date a friend of a friend or your sisters or brothers, but pertaining to the Kardashians, they have no scruples or morals anyway, so it's not shocking.
True. I agree with that.
I agree with you.
What if you already started dating them and then your friend was like, oh yeah, back in the day?
Yeah, stuff happens, man.
I mean, if I didn't know, there's nothing I can do about it if I'm in love with them at that point, but if it's my best friend, I'm going to know who she dated.
Let's keep it going on Twitter at Russ Paul Show.